aligned around four decisions every business leader must make: people, strategy, execution, and cash. They also represent the four main sections of this book where more specific how-to information, along with many case studies and examples, are detailed. Warning: this overview contains a lot of lists to keep it concise. You'll be drinking from a fire hose, but it will prep you for the rest of the book where the ideas will be served up in more bite-sized pieces. Startup, scale up, screw up, or stall out. Fail to scale. This sequence describes the life cycle of most businesses as they move up the S-shaped curve of growth. The key to scaling this curve: 1. Attracting and keeping the right people. 2. Creating a truly differentiated strategy. 3. Driving flawless execution. And 4. Having plenty of cash to weather the storms. Millions of people start new ventures, and of those that survive, 96% remain mice. It's only a few, the gazelles, that scale beyond $10 million, $100 million, or $1 billion in revenue. The path that Clate Mask's Infusionsoft mentioned in the introduction is on. This book gives you the tools to scale up 10 times. Eventually, many growing firms, gazelles, get sold, some to elephants, and a rare few grow to become elephants themselves, often crushing the innovative culture of what was a thriving, growing company. Completing the cycle, many of these big companies turn bad, often downright evil, and later become extinct or irrelevant at best. Read Nassim Nicholas Taleb's breakthrough book, Anti-Fragile: Things That Gain from Disorder, for ways to inoculate your family, company, and country from this tragic ending. Because of the sheer number of startups and small businesses, there is a huge market for the myriad number of books supporting these entrepreneurs, the two best being Michael E. Gerber's The E-Myth Revisited and Eric Ries's The Lean Startup. The large number of entrepreneurs also forms a significant enough voting block to garner attention from politicians. In turn, the sheer size of the Fortune 500 companies provides a huge feeding trough for the thousands of business gurus and the 11,000 new business books they release each year. These large firms employ expensive lobbyists to do their bidding with governments, receiving all kinds of special favors. Largely ignored by gurus and governments are the older, high-impact growth firms. Though they generate almost all of the innovation and job growth in economies, there are not enough of them to garner the favorable attention of politicians or book publishers. For more on this topic, read Verne's interview in Business Review Europe titled "Give the Gazelles a Break." Case study: gazelles, high-impact firms. In a study for the U.S. Small Business Administration titled "High-Impact Firms, Gazelles Revisited," the authors note, high-impact firms are relatively old, rare, and contribute to the majority of overall economic growth. On average, they are 25 years old, they represent between 2 and 3% of all firms, and they account for almost all of the private sector employment and revenue growth in the economy. To underpin this older idea, we looked at the trajectory of two well-known gazelles, Apple and Starbucks. Apple, which started in 1976, had only 9,600 employees when it released the iPod in 2001, its 25th anniversary. The rest is history. All the phenomenal growth of Apple in revenue and employment, 80,000 in 2013, occurred after this historic milestone, resulting in the largest market cap company in the world at the time of this book's publication. Starbucks followed an almost identical growth path, launching in 1971 and taking the first 20 years to perfect its business model and reach 100 locations. By its 25th anniversary, it was at 1,000 stores and ventured outside the U.S. for the first time. Since then, it has rocketed to more than 18,000 stores in 62 countries and more than 150,000 employees. To paraphrase Steve Jobs, I'm always amazed how overnight successes take a hell of a long time. If you've been in business less than 25 years, you still have time to make it big. If it has been more than 25 years, and you've not scaled up, it's never too late. Scaling up. How do we scale up the business is a question we've heard from countless leaders over the years, prompting the name and focus of this book. How to survive the process with your sanity and relationships intact is the second question. Case study: dumbest in the room. Senior leaders know they have succeeded in building an organization that can scale and is fun to run when they are the dumbest people in the room. In turn, if they have all the answers, or act like they do, it guarantees organizational silence, exacerbates blindness, the CEO is always the last to know anyway, and means the senior team ends up carrying the entire load of the company on their backs. The best leaders have the right questions, but turn to their employees, customers, advisors, and the crowd to mine the answers.